This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Now, you would have seen more than a few news stories and even something on Four Corners last night about the absolutely shocking quantities of plastic that are swirling through our oceans. Some researchers have estimated that around 8 million metric tons of plastic enter our planet's oceans every single year. And of course, that plastic comes back to bite us. So it contaminates the seafood we eat as well as, you know, damaging an ecosystem that's unbelievably important to our planet. Joining us for a bit of a talk about the problem and some of the solutions that could be in place is marine biologist and passionate conservationist Alice Forrest. Alice, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, look, overfishing, climate change, plastic pollution, we are absolutely battering our oceans these days. How big a deal is plastic in the ecosystem when we look at everything else that we're doing to it?
Well, in my opinion, it's probably one of the biggest problems facing our ocean. Unfortunately, they are kind of copying it on all fronts.
Oh, yeah.
But plastic, I think, is definitely one of the biggest threats, especially because it's so prevalent at every level in the ocean, at every location, in every level of the food chain. It affects deep sea fish in Antarctica. It's on remote islands. It's just everywhere, and it's all sizes, right from the big entangling pieces down to those tiny insidious little microplastics.
Hey, microbeads I only learned about a little while ago, and I did end up going and throwing out a whole bunch of face scrub when I worked out what the hell was going on. But look, what are some of the other plastic items that you actually find out when you're doing cleanups and dives?
It's a big range of things, but most of the commonly found ones are the commonly used single-use plastic items. So things like the bottles, coffee cups, straws, all those items that we use every day, and they're all often used for a few minutes, so they're made of this material that lasts forever. So most commonly it's those single use items, and also the microplastic. So the plastic never goes away, it just breaks into smaller and smaller pieces. So what we commonly find, especially in my research looking inside fish, we commonly find small broken down pieces of larger plastic.
And this is where it's entering the food chain, isn't it? It's being consumed by fish.
Yeah, exactly. So it's being consumed by everything. Recent research from James Cook University just showed that coral is filter feeding it. Whales have been shown to filter feed it. Fish eat pieces. It's basically every level of the food chain is ingesting plastic in some way. But the fish, I think, is a big problem because it's a common part of our food chain. So fish that people are eating plastic.
It's kind of horrible that we have to bring it back to us in order to actually think about whether we should make a difference, though, isn't it?
It definitely is. I think for years working with plastic pollution, we've often shown like the cute turtle, like there's the turtle with the straw. Everyone's seen that video. People love turtles and dolphins, but often if we can't see something, we're not really concerned about the threat. But fortunately or unfortunately for plastic pollution, it's getting a lot of media lately as it's really reached the point where it's coming back to affect us.
Alice, what are the solutions? I mean, is this down to personal choices about how we use plastic?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a really positive side about plastic pollution. It is an overwhelming issue, like many of the issues facing us at the moment. But the really positive side is that it's really our generation that has this problem. Our grandparents weren't the ones that used lots of plastic straws or plastic bags. It really is a recent phenomenon. Our convenience lately is what's caused it. And I think because it really is our generation that massively used these plastics, I'm hopeful that it is something that we can reverse. Because it's happened so quickly, hopefully we can take it back the other way. And it is about those single choices. So just saying no to straws, bringing your own bag or getting a box when you go to the supermarket, getting a reusable coffee cup. A lot of places give discounts now if you bring your own cup. You're saving money as well. Getting a reusable bottle. So it's all those personal choices definitely make a huge difference and inspire other people to do the same. As well as, of course, the biggest things like lobbying local government, supporting legislation changes like banning plastic bags in New South Wales. So things like that make a huge difference, definitely in a community level, but individual choices that you make every day also make a massive difference.
The lobbying is a big thing because we do need to address some of the legislation around it, don't we?
Definitely. And you can see how it works. So recently in New South Wales, we got container deposit legislation. So now they're implementing a 10-cent refund on bottles and cans. And that was just because of community pressure, just because of individual people saying, this is an important issue, and government's hearing that message. And the same thing is happening with bags. The message is being heard, but it's a constant battle, unfortunately. So it's just something, the more voices that people raise, then the more likely we are to get that necessary change.
Alice, just finally, in my darker moments, I worry about where we are on the tipping point. Can we reverse this?
I'm hopeful that we can. At the end of the day, all we can do is try, really. Mm. And at the end of the day, I'd kind of rather be on the side that's trying to make a difference than the side that's adding to the problem. But I'm also pretty hopeful that we can. I really think we can with plastic because it is such a recent thing and because it is such easy changes for people to make at a small scale, but also at a larger scale. We can just bring our own bags and we can support that legislation and we can make a difference, I think. So I'm hopeful that we can at least make a personal difference for our oceans.
Alice, some great advice. Keep fighting the fight and thanks for chatting to Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Marine biologist and conservationist Alice Forrest talking about plastic pollution. What can we do about it on an individual level? And what can we do to force governments to have a big think about it as well? We'll have a link up to Alice's website on the 2SER.com site if you're interested in finding out a bit more about this.